hello, listeners. It's back to Breaking Bread here in Napa. This is our third episode, and we have some repeat guests here that I'm excited to have on the show today. It's been quite a while since we last had our discussion, so lots to talk about on the political side of the House. And we also have a new guest here, a dear friend, Alex, who he'll introduce himself shortly. But let's kick off with our second Family Vineyard review. We were so fortunate yesterday. Most of us here, we visited the Laird family estate, another really wonderful family-ran winery, and they had their harvest party yesterday that we joined with a bunch of other friends as well. And it was just lovely. It was just so pretty. They have a beautiful deck that we all sat on. They had live music, a really nice band, nice kind of jazzy blues type of band. And it was just such a pleasant day. And they had a few stations. And we're going to review one of the wines, actually, that we tasted yesterday. But highly recommend Laird Family Estate if you're visiting the Valley or you're local. And they have a very wide selection. They make about 8 or 9 different varietals. So there's something for everybody. And you don't need a reservation. You could even just stop in there at any time. And they have a really nice tasting room, as well as you can even bring a picnic. If you wanted to have a picnic, buy some wine and bring your own picnic. They're just really casual, just a really beautiful setting. So we're going to review the 2019 Blanc de Blanc Sparkling. When I walked in there, I was like, I wanted the Rosé Sparkling because that they do a really nice job. But they said this is their inaugural release of the Blanc de Blanc. I said, great, let's have a taste. And both vineyards are on property, so we were actually overlooking them. It's the Redhead and Linda Vista vineyards, 51% Redhead, 49% Linda Vista, and 100% Chardonnay grape. Just delicious, light, very well balanced. It was creamy, but it was also had a lot of zest of lemon, but it was just wonderful. And the price point is amazing. Very, you know, for a Blanc de Blanc, it's tough to get a really good tasting Blanc de Blanc for under $50. And this is the one that definitely, it could stand right up with your, you know, Vive Clos and whatever other sparkling that you like. So really good value, great tasting, love the vineyard. So I'm interested to hear from my guests your impressions of the wine that we tasted and say a few things. I know Hisham and Freddie, you were at the event yesterday as well. But Alex, would you like to introduce yourself to my listeners and give us your thoughts on the Blanc de Blanc we tasted this morning?
Sure, yeah. It was beautiful. My name is Alex, first of all. Live in Oakland, and I visit Napa quite often and enjoy the beautiful wines. I wish I'd gone to that party because it sounds amazing.
But you had other things on your calendar.
I had other things going on my social calendar, but here I am. The wine that we tasted today was beautiful for what we did, which was a light lunch. No, that was a brunch, actually. Yeah, it was a beautiful wine. I loved it.
Awesome, awesome. Hisham, what about you? What are your thoughts on the wine?
Well, let me start with the winery. It's such a beautiful winery. Very close to Napa, downtown Napa for all the visitors. About 5 miles, I think, from downtown. So very easily accessible if you can, probably a 10-minute Uber ride from downtown Napa. So I thought it was very accessible, good winery. We were welcomed with two Blanc de Blancs as we coming in. Love the porch, love the party, love the band. The band was really like you said, bluesy, jazzy, which that's what you want when you drink in some of these fabulous wines. The Blanc de Blanc was refreshing. I thought it was a great wine for a Saturday, nice summer in Napa.
Awesome, awesome, Freddie. My man, there you are.
I'm here. Yeah, I thought it was a great event yesterday. We, as Hisham said, we walked right in and they handed us a glass of the Blanc de Blanc. And it was just a great way to start off the event yesterday. And yeah, the event was great. The music was great. The location and the kind of just total atmosphere and environment was excellent. You know, good vibes, good people. We even made some friends. And the Blanc de Blanc itself, yeah, it was, I think, you know, coming from a Chardonnay, a little bit more full-bodied than what you might expect from a standard champagne. But it was still light, refreshing. But you did get kind of like a little bit almost like of a fattiness, creaminess that was, yeah, just very lovely.
Awesome, awesome. I know you guys actually tasted a lot of the reds. How were the red wines you guys tasted? Oh. You had a Pinot that you had to go back and get a second glass of that, I see.
Yeah, the Pinot was excellent. The Cab was also great. Yeah, just the, let me think. So the Pinot was just kind of what you expect from a Pinot. Just great kind of late afternoon red vibes. Kind of just get it, you know, you move from the white into the red and the party starts. And so, yeah, it was a great way just to like spend the afternoon with that. The Cab was also delicious.
No, I did like the Pinot. I did like the Cab. I thought I liked the Cab a little bit better more, or a little bit more.
You always like the Cabs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do. I'm a Cab person. But, you know, that's the thing. What I like about the Pinot Cab, the Napa Pinots, they're very unusual of, like, they're not light. They're not like the Pinots of the Central Coast. I really like them because they are, like, a little bit, if you like Cab,
they are
like,
meatier, exactly. Definitely full body Pinots. Yeah,
full
exactly,
body Pinots, 100%. Which I love that. You know, so the Pinot was fabulous, the Cab was fabulous, and the party was fabulous.
Yeah, it's kind of like probably a lot of the winemakers in Napa are Cab focused, and so when they get the opportunity to kind of work with a Pinot, maybe they're kind of pushing it in that direction.
Exactly.
Do they grow those Pinot grapes up at that layer, or is it down towards the
probably
San Pablo Bay?
Probably, yeah, more the Carneros.
Carneros, because
they need that ocean or water element.
Although, colder. Because we're on this side of the valley, we'll have to ask the question next time we go there if they got the Pinot. Yeah. But they're growing Chardonnay grapes over there. That's what the Blanc de Blanc that we had was on. Yeah. So,
I mean,
because we're on this side of the valley, which is more, you get the San Pablo Bay, which is why I love my house where it's at, because I get that same cool air. Exactly. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. They did have right next to the parking lot some green grapes growing.
Okay,
so they're definitely growing some green grapes over right there.
Absolutely.
Is that Oakville?
No, not at all. We're still Napa. We're still Napa. We're in Napa.
It's Napa
proper.
Of the valley.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're Napa
We still can do Pinots. We still can do the Blanc de Blancs. I love that. I love that transition. Again, the Napa Pinots, I'm a fan of. I love Pinots in general. I'm more of a Cab person, but I do love Pinots. But I love the Napa Pinots because they are Cabby Pinots, I call them.
That's right. Full body. Absolutely.
A Cabby Pinot.
I mean, it's quite amazing how much of a range of climate from South Napa to North Napa and how they're able to grow just this such a wide variety of grapes.
That is the beauty and the magic of the Napa Valley. It's the soils are so diverse, and it's just like it could be literally right next to that vineyard. That's volcanic.
Yeah.
This is more fruit forward, and it's just really,
And then
The climate on top of that.
It's a climate, but also immigration. It was the Italians that showed up here.
Oh, are we transitioning? You know?
That sounds like a great transition, Sean. It is.
Thank
you. You're keeping me on time. Chop, chop.